This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
We've been darting across Connecticut for, it's well over a year. We've gone to somewhere between 25 and 30 different places. And one of our favorite things to do is to visit with either a town historian or the Historical Society, because every one of the 169 cities and towns has a story. And we're New England. We have such a long and rich history, and we love that stuff. And when we were at the Country Diner in Enfield, it was no different. We sat down, we had a great conversation. And Peter Sorensen is the one who sat down with us, and then we heard that he reached out to me and that their funding was cut, and so we thought, wow, that's, you know, from $25,000 to $6,000. So we thought it was an important issue, and we got a lot of feedback yesterday after talking to Peter. And one thing that's really important on this show is to get as much as possible all the perspectives on an issue, and so we're grateful this morning that Ken Nelson, the mayor of Enfield, joins us here on Brian and Company, give us a little bit of perspective. Now he's not the only person that deals with the budget. The budget's a whole process. It's a $157 million budget. Very contentious in Enfield because there's a lot of issues related to education and some new buildings and so on and so forth. Mr. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for coming on the show. And you sent me a piece from a couple years back that, you know, one of the key elements of the Historical Society in Enfield is this Martha Parsons house that they were talking about selling it. And is your point that they never did sell it and they just decided to keep it? And that's the big drain on finances?
Actually, it's the opposite. When we, the town, heard about them selling the property and they never approached us, we asked for a meeting and only Mr. Sorensen showed up for the meeting. So we had offered to help them by taking the property off their hands, using our own local buildings and grounds crew who do a phenomenal job to try to help, you know, bring the property back up to the standards that it should have been kept. And what people don't know is when Martha Parsons left that home to the Historical Society, she also left a substantial endowment. And there was a lawsuit years back between the Historical Society and the Martha Parsons Trust. And unfortunately, we believe most of that money went to the attorneys to fight this lawsuit. There's also an apartment on the back of that right, was built in the 80s, where they allowed a caretaker to stay in that apartment free for 45 years. Over 45 years, somebody lived there for free. And the only requirement was they had to show the house for 2 hours a week. And it included utilities and everything. Who does that? What kind of management of funds is that? So the article I sent you is they were willing to give the house to the Connecticut Land Trust, I believe, for free. And they wouldn't take it because there was no endowment left with the home. So if they're willing to give it to the Connecticut Land Trust, why wouldn't they give it to the town of Enfield for a dollar? Now, when Peter came on yesterday, he made it sound like that was a ridiculous offer. But, you know, I'm born and raised in this community along with many, many, many other people. And they're in charge of three pieces of property in our community. And to sell off one of those historical homes, that I don't see that as a success. That's a problem. And okay, we're willing to help them out. We've asked for a meeting with their entire board of directors, not just Mr. Sorensen, which to as of today, that meeting has not been granted. We want to save the home, you know, and we're willing to help whatever way possible.
Would the town purchase it at market value?
No. They didn't purchase it at market value. So is this a cash grab?
No. Let me take a step back, Mayor Nelson, because the article talked about how Sorensen was saying how they needed to sell it because it had low visitation and they couldn't upkeep it. So that's a core part of the article. Okay. And so they obviously did not do that. And the real reason, and I understand some of these nuances, but I want to take a step backward to the overall just initial impetus behind the conversation, which is they get funded by the town, and the town usually, I guess, gives them 25 grand and they're only giving them six. Why is that?
Because when we offered the help, Mr. Sorensen said, we don't need your help and you can't stop us from selling the Parsons house. So we're trying to save Enfield's history, and right on their homepage, that is their mission statement, is to preserve Enfield's history, not sell it off. Now, Mr. Sorensen has only lived in town a few years, and he comes to town, and out of the three properties they control, they want to sell off one of them before they exhaust all other avenues. And it's not they decided not to sell the property. It's they decided to make the decision after this next election, which is, you know, they, in the articles, it says in January, they're going to revisit selling the property. Why won't they sit with us?
The article dates back to 2023.
No, other articles that they've put out. And even he has stated publicly.
So they're going to wait after this municipal election coming up?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. And now, so, but what does that have to do with cutting their funding by 19,000?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Well, if they don't need our help and they're going to sell that house and they value it at $450,000, the town council always required the nonprofits to come in, sit down with the town, explain why they need the money, and tell us where they are financially. Now, that was suspended during COVID. You know, obviously everything was suspended, so the council is bringing that back to all nonprofits. Now, he made a statement that we cut money for Loaves and Fishes and the food shelf. That is 100% inaccurate. There were two cuts made, the Historic Society and the Warming Shelter. And the Warming Shelter wasn't cut. It was postponed because Enfield was sued several years ago because they held graduation at a cathedral in Bloomfield. We were sued and we lost because you can't do church and state. Well, the Warming Shelter is also in a church, and they did produce their financials, and it shows that the money we give them gets passed through to the church.
Right.
So we just asked the attorneys to look into it to make sure that the taxpayers of Enfield aren't going to be sued again for the same issue.
So we're talking to Ken Nelson, the mayor of Enfield here in Bryan and Company. We only have about a minute here. And so I take no sides. I mean, I enjoy the historical side of it, but it sounds like, if I just wanted to parse it out, so this cut in funding is intentionally punitive, though, correct?
Well, it's not punitive. It's if they're going to be flush with $450,000 for selling off one of Enfield's oldest homes, well, what do they need taxpayer money for? And if the taxpayers don't have a say on what happens with their historical properties, well, if you don't need us, you don't need us. You can't have, you can't bite the hand that's feeding you, more or less, and sit down with us. And everybody listening, and I know the board of directors is listening, I am asking, and the council is asking, to have a meeting with the entire board. The last meeting we had with Mr. Sorensen, he disrespected one of the female council members in the meeting to where I had to stop him. And we just can't have that. We got to work together.
Okay.
It's one town, and we're just trying to save our history. And you are 100%. Connecticut is very old. We have a lot of rich history, and we can't keep selling it off. We had the Old Strand Theater. It was beautiful inside. But unfortunately, the Save the Strand group that was supposed to preserve this building didn't.
Yep.
Let it fall into such a disrepair that it had to be torn down. And he's not wrong about that.
We need to
preserve.
We're out of time. I invite the both of you to come in studio. It sounds like the town, maybe if the town wants, I don't know if they should buy it at market value. And I don't know if Mr. Sorensen is just pushing the sale option as part of the negotiations or whatever, but I think everyone's best interest is to make sure the Historical Society is healthy and the house is a beautiful piece of property. Maybe the both of you could come in studio and we could work it out. I think it's we need to find a way for this to move forward without, sort of playing too much politics with the town's history. We got to go, but can we at least agree to continue the conversation?
Absolutely. And you tell me when to be there, and I would be happy to come, because that's what this is about, saving Enfield's history.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Mayor Ken Nelson from Enfield.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to streeteasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.